Oh my God, did I just say that out loud? What is wrong with me? I swear, I live in a zoo. What did I do to deserve this? And I thought to myself, seriously, this can't be happening. Oh my God, this is my life. And this is Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. That's me. I'm sitting here in the studio. We've got our drinks and our mystery shots in front of us. And I'm sitting here with my good friend Adam and Alan. Those are two different people, Adam and Alan. I kind of slurred those together. It's so cool. You can say hi. Say hi.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Hi. Adam is going to pretend that he's not here. He's like watching the sound waves go by on the screen, pretending he's not here. Say hi, Adam.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, hey. That's what I thought. Hey.
Yeesh.
Yeesh. Yeah, so I have known Adam way longer than I've known Alan, but
yes.
I feel like I've known them both forever.
Yes.
They're just that close to my heart.
Oh. So sweet. Such a lie.
I know. No, it's not a lie. It really is. You just don't ever come over to our house.
I know.
When we invite you.
Yes, and thank you for inviting me to your palace.
Yes,
here in Pickerington.
We're in the West Wing right now.
I don't got even lost. Know I don't even know how I found it here.
I'm glad you.
I did GPS
you found
it.
Your way
yes.
to the studio.
Yes, in it's
the
quite corner. A fabulous place.
Thanks. Yeah. So I met Adam. Way back in the day when I had a studio down the short north and he was doing
how many
hair
years has that been now?
Like 100
at least seven,
well
six?
Okay, like I had the studio for 4 years and it's been 2 years since I got rid of it, so six. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Color Me Bad should be playing in the background.
Okay, it's not that long ago.
Sorry.
Adam was doing hair at the salon next door to my studio and I think he wandered over and was like, hey.
You know how I do.
Yeah, you know how I do. So we became good friends. And then eventually Adam found Alan, and Alan came along, and he became friends, too.
Yes.
And then the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
It's been downhill ever since.
It has.
True story.
It has.
Welcome.
So I invited them over to come hang out in my studio and have some good, fun celebrity sleaze.
Yes.
Is what we're having.
Yes.
Alan doesn't even know what we're doing. He
no.
has no idea.
No
like,
clue.
Literally, he knows he's coming
kinda
to
scared.
Give his opinion
Ugh.
On the podcast, and that is all he knows.
Yes. I have a
but
few opinions.
But it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I've been told you have a lot of opinions.
Oh, I have some to say about everything.
I've been given a few topics to stray away from. I can't say that I'm going to actually stray away from them, but
okay.
I've been given warnings.
Okay.
I've also been told that we are going to disagree about one in particular.
And we could, and that's absolutely okay.
I was asked if that was okay. I was warned, like, you may hate him, and I was like, it's cool. We're good.
No,
I
no.
will debate. It's a healthy debate. It's
it
fine.
Is. It
You're
is.
Wrong. But it's a healthy debate.
Totally. Yeah. No,
I mean,
I'm seriously.
This is my podcast.
It
so
truly
wrong.
Is. Yeah, you could totally edit me out. It's, you have
it's
all the
just
power.
Me talking.
It'll be just you for like 30 minutes. So you're like, Alan's here. He said hi and then he left. It's all about me again.
And then I'll like mention something. I'll be like, oh, I don't know. He had no opinion on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, clearly he had
Moving
nothing
on.
To say. So. Can I just also add, thank you for putting out rubber cement
You're
in
welcome.
Your studio. Is this for everybody to huff
yeah.
or just me?
I mean, it. You
Am
know,
I getting set up?
If
or?
The wine is not enough for you.
It's not. No.
You can hit up some rubber cement.
Oh, that's good to know.
We also have a Bath & Body Works candle over there, too, if you need to, like, rotate
Balance
your
it out
huffing.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Like, a little bit of rubber cement.
I need
bit
a little
of,
Midsummer Night's Dream with my rubber cement.
I think
cement.
It's, like, called Jungle something. Look at the bottom. I think it's, like, Jungle Fever or something.
That's
it's on
I
the
have.
Bottom. Look, pick it up. Look underneath.
Oh, I had Jungle Fever when Tay Diggs was popular. I think everybody had
what
too.
Is it? No, I've never liked Tay Diggs, actually. What's it
you
called?
Not like Tay
Diggs? Moore, maybe?
What is it called? Jungle something. Can
I,
you not
I
read
can't
it?
Even,
Old
no,
man?
It's like fresh Mandarin cool water.
Above
water.
That, it says something.
It said XOXO.
Oh, never mind. You have to be like in on the Bath & Body Works. It's Jungle something.
Fever.
Jungle Fever. We're calling it Jungle Fever.
Hey,
it's Jungle Fever.
Okay.
Flavor.
Okay. Anyways.
So, I was informed before this podcast started that Alan has a lot of opinions on everything.
I do.
which is why he's here in the studio give his opinions on everything. I will preface this with, we're going to stay away from politics for the most part.
Yes.
I mean, there are a few slightly political things, but for the most part, we're staying away from politics.
Yes.
Don't get scared. It's okay. It's still going to be fun. It's going to be funny. Yeah, it's totally. It's all cool. We don't mean to scare you away with our political views.
No.
Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be here?
So how bad is Trump?
did you see my Trump figure behind you?
I love it. She has the greatest Trump figurine in her studio. And I absolutely love it. He has tiny hands.
He does.
Saying. That
it
doesn't
is the
mean anything.
Trump overreaction figure.
God, I love that.
Yeah. That came to us by way of Alex's Christmas white elephant gift, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah,
and what better gift could you have?
It's very fancy.
Mm-hmm. It is. I love it.
Yeah, everyone else at the party got, like, bottles of liquor. And he opened a Trump overreaction figure. And that is what came home to my house.
I'm so pissed when I get that bottle of liquor.
I showed up at the bar after the party was over, because that's what I do. They have their company parties, and then I show up at the bar.
That's why I love you.
And I was like, why is there a Trump doll sitting here by your stuff? And he's like, that's my gift. I'm like, no, it's not. And everyone else is like, look, I got a bottle of this fancy tequila. I got a bottle of this fancy whiskey. Someone got a Squatty Potty and Poo-Pourri. That was in their gift.
Oh.
And I'm like, why couldn't we have gotten the Squatty Potty and Poo-Pourri? Like, let's be honest.
Poo-Pourri, that's not cheap either.
Like, that's way better than a Trump action over reaction figure. But no, no one stole it, and that was our gift. So,
oh, God.
It now sits amongst the pop vinyls on our action figure shelf.
I love it.
Shelves. Let's be honest, there's several.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's it for politics.
That's it for the politic hour.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. We can discuss... Ooh, excuse me. Don't mind me.
No.
I have a little bit of phlegm going on. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
it's just a little thing I got going on. What are you staring at on my walls?
No, I'm just looking at everything.
You're really intrigued by the sound panels.
It's kind of cool. Looking at everything. I love it here.
Okay. Do you need a minute? Like.
No, I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
No, I'm good. Yeah, he's good. Do it.
I think he's really enjoying the microphone in front of him, really. Like, do you want one all the time?
This is what he's been
I'm not going to lie. It's been my dream to be reality trash since I was 20. So, yeah, I kind of like it.
Maybe we can make it, like, a monthly thing. We can do, like, a Hot Topics retash.
Sure. I legit have nothing going on in my life. So,
well, I mean...
I'm in. Monday
we can have
Sunday.
Nothing going on in our lives together.
Okay, hey.
Although I have a lot going on, but
you
it's okay.
Do.
I'm
you
fit you in.
Like, I have a nap between 3 and 6.
I wish I had
a nap.
And
then I'm drunk and passed out by 2. So I have nothing going on between, like, 9 a.m. and 11. So.
Can I have your life?
I'll toast, yeah.
I would.
It's pretty fabulous.
I would like your life, really.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're going to talk about some hot topics.
Okay, good.
And these are hot topics I came up with on my own, so I don't know if they're actually hot topics.
Is it celebrity hot topics, or is it the Kardashians? What are we talking about?
Well, if you'd like to start off there, let's talk about the Kardashian baby drama.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you feel about the Kardashian baby drama? I really don't
know. Which one? All 30 of them have had babies.
Didn't one of them
today.
Just have a baby recently that, like, hid their pregnancy from Instagram and
like,
the world?
Right, the
was
youngest.
Was that Khloe?
No, not...
Courtney.
No, the other Kendall. One, the young one, like Marvis. I don't know which clip. I can't keep them. They, like, all look alike. I'm sorry, that's not racist.
They're
Romanian.
They
look alike. They
didn't used to look alike, though.
They literally
in the
all
beginning,
like, even the mom
no,
looks
in
like
the
them now.
In the beginning, they did not look alike until
no.
they all had plastic surgery times 12, and now they all look alike.
They all look like literally somebody welded the Joker's mask.
Because one of them used
face.
To be, like, the fat all one. And I liked her. I think it was Courtney.
No, that was Rob.
Chloe. Well, Rob was fat. You're right.
No, they drove him. Every man that has even been around the Kardashians is either emotionally driven to food and go to fat camp, or they become a woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Or they go insane and OD on coke. Every man that gets with a Kardashian goes insane.
Wait, which one OD'd on coke?
Omar Lamar.
The one that was married to, remember? The one that was in the hospital.
Yeah, right. He went crazy. Everybody who gets with a Kardashian.
See, I don't pay attention to Kardashian drama.
I've watched three episodes.
The words that I've spouted is literally all I know.
Oh, no, that
was the end of my vernacular.
I've watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians three times. Two of them, I was so high, I couldn't work my remote, so I had to watch
them. On marijuana. On the...
No, it was medicinal.
Rubbing, what was that? What is
the rubber cement. Which is great, too. Thank you. I love the gift baskets here. I get a scented candle and rubber cement and an empty bottle of Dark Horse wine.
It
She's
is
classic.
Really a great gift basket.
It really is. It's like the greatest slash worst gift
ever.
Did
you enjoy your green room? Was it nice?
It could.
He did have a writer that I was supposed to give to you beforehand.
He had a writer and you didn't give it to me? What was listed on this writer? I would like
to know. Well, I'm kind of mad because he didn't do his job.
He didn't. He's a really bad agent.
I asked him to send a writer because I needed room temperature melon. Which he didn't do.
I have
obviously.
These melons. They're room temperature.
I thought that was enough.
And they're delicious.
There's two of them.
Don't get me
How
wrong.
Much more do you need?
Don't get me wrong. They're gorgeous. They look great. Don't get me wrong. But I wanted that in pure white furniture. Not off-white or taupe or vanilla.
My couch outside is
There's
white.
There's a lot of pure white like going on in the mirrors, like in the bathroom.
Yeah, and I let it escape. So you got... 10% of what I needed.
Well, next
we brought her on
Pinot
Grigio. That was on his list. That's like his only.
What was?
Pinot Grigio.
That's his only requirement.
But didn't
when
you
he
bring
goes
that?
Yeah, no, no. So
brought
her
on.
Yeah. I'm glad.
So anyway,
that's why I didn't have to send you the writer.
I wouldn't have that. We would have Chardonnay or what do I drink? The red stuff. What's the red stuff?
Like a Cab Sauv.
A Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, fancy.
You have to say that. Cabernet Sauvignon.
God, sounds so classy.
Yeah, that's all we
But
have.
Anyways, back to... The Kardashians. Yeah, they're all having babies.
Yes, I've heard.
And like I said...
Popping them out. No, I'm right there with you,
because I don't know who watches them anymore, because I certainly don't. I've watched them literally three times.
I have not even watched that.
No, I was so high, I couldn't work the remote. And the one I watched
so I couldn't
was,
turn it off.
I couldn't turn it.
I like Chloe, I'll just say that.
That's a dude.
But isn't she the one that just had the baby that she had it?
No, that was the literal sister.
Kylie hit it.
Kylie just had a baby?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's the one that would not say.
She had a baby
too.
Oh my God, there's too many Kardashians.
That's what I'm telling you. They need to be stopped. There's too many of them already. They're disgusting.
And then Kim had one with a surrogate, and we didn't know that she had a baby, and it just appeared.
Yeah, they bought one overseas at a gift shop. I don't know.
You know, you got it free with a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, do you have anything to declare this baby?
Oh, I've got a baby.
Oh, I found a baby. Can I have this? Sure.
Sure, why not?
But you have to declare the t-shirt.
Yes.
But no, the one episode that I did watch, mind you, I was high.
Yes, you told us 12 times.
I'm sorry. 13 times. I was high. I don't want my street credit compromised that I was watching this show.
Okay, gotcha.
They were talking about getting... their butts waxed in anal bleaching.
Oh,
did you see that?
No. I just told you I've never watched the show.
Oh.
But I've heard of that.
Oh my God. Well, that's one of the episodes I watched. And they're Romanian.
They did what?
They had their anuses waxed and bleached.
Because we wouldn't want a brown anus.
Oh, I mean, who does? It's gross.
It needs to be bleached. Adam, have you ever gotten your anus bleached?
Tell the truth.
He's like, well, this one time in hair school.
No.
This one time in cosmetology school.
Yeah, you would think, actually.
We needed as a
model,
and I volunteered my anus.
There you go, yeah.
That would actually make sense, but
it would
actually never happened.
Oh.
But seriously,
that was... my eyelashes, that was the extent.
You did your eyelashes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you look fabulous?
Yeah, I looked like I had mascara on, like, 24/7.
I made Alex wear mascara when we were in college. The best picture I have of us ever, he has mascara on. And everyone always is like,
Everybody looks good.
My God, he looks so good.
Everybody looks good with mascara on. Yeah, everybody looks good in mascara.
This is why
you're
willing to wear mascara. Just saying.
No, I'm right there with you on that.
I feel like this podcast is going to be, like, really lovely because I keep screaming because I get excited.
No, I love it.
I get passionate about things like mascara.
Yeah. But no, that was seriously one of the three episodes I ever watched. And they literally were talking about getting...
But then that's what drives me crazy about him, is that he has an opinion about something he's only seen three times.
I mean...
I only need to see three hairy Romanians talking about getting their asses waxed.
I have an opinion about the Kardashians, and I've never seen the show ever.
Yeah.
I have an opinion.
They're gross. I'm sorry. Could you imagine having that job?
to like, wax the Armenian's ass.
Yeah. What did you do today, honey? Well, I bleached one of the Kardashians' assholes.
Okay, but this is all that I have is to your say job. Is you said Kardashians, so everyone's going to be like, oh my god, you just bleached the Kardashians' asshole.
But you waxed it too.
the Kardashians' asshole.
Kardashians' asshole.
But you had to wax it too, and they're hairy. That's got to be like getting butter out of shag carpet. I'm sorry. Could you imagine having that job?
But you could sell it on eBay.
I'll be like, look at this.
That's nasty your fortune right there. Is like, this is an asshole hair from a Kardashian.
I like the way you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Okay.
However, I forgot about our mystery shots. So we're moving on to mystery shots. There are three right here.
Oh, God.
Are they all different or are they all the same?
No, like, it's all the same.
Really? Oh, because that. There's a...
It's just in a different shot glass. Yeah, that one's from Cabo or something.
Oh. I just not realize
No, it's
that.
Really not scary. Don't be afraid.
It's not pee or breast milk, is it?
Yes. I squeeze the breast milk. You know, my children are 14 and 11.
I don't know how that works. I'm a gay man. I don't know how your boobs work.
First of all, I never breastfed my children ever, so there was never milk to express. Oh, but second of all, my kids are 14 and 11. You've met them. Do they look like they drink breast milk on a daily basis?
No, they do not. No. Okay.
They don't even eat their fish and
rice. Well, that mystery solved.
Okay, fine. All right.
There's no breast milk.
Okay, I was scared. Okay.
It's not scary. Okay, take one. Choose what you want. This one says the toolbox, so I'll take this one because I'm probably the manliest of all of us in this room right now. The toolbox at 744 Freebus Avenue. Does anyone know where that is?
Yeah, it's in Murderville.
Yeah, we go to toolbox. Well, we haven't been in a while.
But yeah, it's an old house. It's gross as fuck.
Wait, is that the one you made me go to one time that had a drag queen show?
Probably. Did you go there with me?
I would have been dressed like a steampunk person. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. I was going to say,
it was two Halloweens ago. I went with someone. No, it wasn't.
Oh, it's a horrible place.
It was a different gay friend. Oops.
Oh.
But I think I stole this shot glass from there.
Clearly
I have a shot glass from there. Anyway,
mine says San Diego, so I'm awesome.
Okay,
cheers.
Mine says Amy's. I have Amy's shot glass.
I think it used to say Amy's bar, but whatever.
It's not antifreeze, is it?
Okay. No, it's not bad. You're fine.
Oh, God. I can't do shots.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's nice.
It was yummy.
Oh, it is yummy. What is it? If you say antifreeze, I'm going to be mad.
It was antifreeze straight out of my car. Yeah. I went and found where the antifreeze comes from and I drank it.
You didn't know where the motor is. I know better.
I don't know where the antifreeze is. Anyway.
Okay, let's keep going.
What is that, Adam? No, I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
I can't do the whole thing at once. Nope. I take my shots.
You can't swallow it?
That's
open your mouth and dump it down and swallow it.
It's
open
like our first date.
Oh my god, it is vanilla vodka and root beer.
I know, it's fine, but I take mine in
I like to take it in spurts, little bits. Spurts. I like to take it in spurts. And, he literally just said, I like to take it in spurts.
It's like our first date. Open your mouth and swallow.
And then he says, I like to take it in spurts.
Just like when you were talking about Pride earlier and you had never been so wet.
I had never been so wet in my life.
Because it was raining really bad.
Going to Pride made me really wet, okay? I'm just going to say.
You and everybody else.
You wouldn't know. You people weren't there.
Hey, I was bartending. I was there. He wasn't.
I was napping.
Adam was
He was napping.
There. I was there being a straight ally in my shirt that said straight ally
which
with
we love.
Heart
which we love.
All right, thank you for that.
And
we love our allies.
And you were
I was bartending.
Well, I didn't know you.
And not drowning.
Clearly.
And we didn't know each other then.
So you don't
and
count.
And here we are. So I don't count.
You don't count. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at him because he's asleep. I remember texting him as I was standing outside in the rain. And
he's such a good person.
I was
Adam,
where are you? I'm here at the parade. And he's like, I'm asleep.
I'm Sleepy Town. I gotta take a nap.
I'm a lame.
You are. This year at Pride, we're gonna hang out. Anyway, we have to move on.
Yes, please.
All right, let's see. Do you have any other requests? Because I've got a list.
No,
you pulled out the Kardashians on your own.
No, rapid fire. You shoot away and we'll just do it.
Oh, no, I have a rapid fire coming up in a minute.
Okay, good.
But Hot Topics is not rapid fire.
Okay,
whatever you think. What are your thoughts on Stormy Daniels?
Oh, Jesus God, this bitch.
I'm going to give you, 45 seconds.
45 seconds? I need 55 minutes.
The funny thing is, our opinions differ on every subject that you're going. So it's like I'm going to want to say something.
Yeah, somebody who doesn't want to talk clearly just found his voice.
Adam said he's not talking on this podcast, and now he wants
Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
Okay, here's my thing on Stormy Daniels. Okay, I love her because I love my skanks.
Of course.
I do.
I mean, she's pretty.
She is pretty. I love when a 45-year-old who's been Botox with her boobs showing in a blue silk jumper shows up to, like, federal court.
Yeah.
I love that shit. It's like, it takes me back to Anna Nicole, which I love. When she was trying to get that old guy's money.
Yeah, I remember.
She never got it.
And then she died.
And then she died. I know.
I used to really like her.
I loved her. I loved her, and she like fucked that old guy so much, and she never got any money
and
for it. And
she
died.
She loved him. Like she claimed. Like,
she loved
him. It was for real.
She loved him. It was legit. Money.
I didn't have Anna Nicole on my list of hot topics.
I'm sorry.
I should have gone back to 1997 and put that on my hot topics.
Yeah, I clearly lived there. But no, Stormy Daniels. I honestly believe her.
I do too.
Because she is just that chick that I would literally hang out at the bar with.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care.
No.
Like, people in Nebraska that are like, she's a sinner. She's lying. No, she's telling the truth.
Yeah. You just don't want to hear it from
her. You don't want to hear it from her. Yeah.
You don't want to hear it about
the president. I love Stormy Daniels. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that her name is Stormy.
Right.
I'm sure that's her real name.
Oh, I'm sure.
Her Christian name, I'm sure.
I'm sure at birth she would. You know what? You look like a Stormy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure in like.
No, it's probably
somewhere,
like Jennifer Brown or something.
Oh, or like Galen or something. Because she's like, she's from like.
I chimed in with that. I was like, her name is actually.
Yeah. No. Adam knows her name.
Because she's kind of from. Is it Appalachian or Appalachian Mountains?
I think it's Appalachian.
Is it Appalachian?
Is that where she's from?
That's, like, legit where she's from, right?
I haven't done this much research.
I'm pretty sure she's from, like, Welch, West Virginia, which is in the Appalachian Mountains. So, her name's Stormy.
We should
Stormy.
Go visit.
No. I drove through West Virginia once. In a Toyota Prius with gay pride stickers.
Oh.
That's fear, my friends.
Yeah.
Drive through West Virginia with gay pride stickers.
I mean, I stopped in like rest areas / gas stations in that area, and they gave me that look of, girl, you don't belong here.
Yeah,
right. That was the look, was there's you like don't belong here.
Yeah. You're kind of purdy.
Like, you need to get back in
your
car.
Yeah, you hear like banjos and shit playing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
But that's where she's from.
Mouth.
Yeah, you got real nice mouth like your mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
But I do believe Stormy Daniels. I do believe her.
I do too.
And she doesn't give a fuck. I love that about her.
Well, because she's telling the truth.
What does she have?
She's telling the truth.
You don't have anything to hide.
What does she have to complain about?
Exactly.
About?
There are zero fucks with her.
Yeah.
So she's like, take me to task. Really?
Exactly.
So I absolutely believe her.
Okay.
So we're political a little bit, but now we're
off
of it, right?
Okay, well, let's continue on this political, and then we'll get off this political.
Oh, Jesus, God.
How do you feel about
rubber cement?
Yes.
Okay,
the rubber cement.
Yeah, I might need to.
How do you feel about Trump still having control of his Twitter account?
Okay, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, I hate reality shows. Okay.
Yes. Oh,
we've already covered how much I hate
the Kardashians.
Yeah, that was just them.
Come.
Okay, I literally cannot stand reality trash. Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that reality trash is running our country right now. So, literally,
you're fired.
Exactly. See, and that's just it. See, that's my thing. He still thinks he's on The Apprentice.
He does.
Because he's firing.
He's firing everyone.
Okay. On The Apprentice, it was hilarious because he's firing people from this imaginary job because he's bankrupt.
Exactly.
He has no money. He says he's a billionaire. Show me the money.
No.
But he's like, but now he's like legit thinks he's still on the reality show.
Yes.
And he's like firing like key
like
functional
people
that in our government to defend us.
Yes.
And he literally thinks he's on the show still.
Yes. He does.
He's like, you're fired. I'm firing everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't
work
that way.
You're next.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah,
you're fired.
It's like, it's the greatest.
You're fired.
That is the greatest reality show ever, is the White House.
But scary that that's
it's
our country.
It's scary, but when people ask me, what is your favorite reality show? I just tell them, it's the White House.
I agree.
Because you never know who he's going to fire.
Yeah.
And in order to see who he fires, you have to log into Twitter.
You do.
Because there's like a Twitter tie-in to this
reality show. There is.
So you have to see what he's saying.
There's probably a special hashtag too.
There has to be.
White House tweets or something.
Yeah. I love the fact that we live in a country where our leader dictates everything from Twitter.
Yes.
How white trash are we?
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Could you imagine?
Like pursing his lips over there.
I know. Adam is trying so hard.
Are you like a Trump supporter? Like
no, this is what I agree with. No, I'm like,
He's like, for one time like, in his life, he agrees with me.
When are you a Trump supporter?
No, what's no, happening? Adam.
We don't know when I actually agree with Adam, because I'm just like...
He's like,
it's the one time that he agrees with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Preach
that
it.
I just, and I think Melania is a prisoner.
Most of the time you'll see me being like this.
Yes.
I think Melania is. She's a prisoner.
The body language that she has when she's with him.
You cannot fake that shit.
Did you just see the picture of her with Obama at the funeral and she's like smiling and happy?
Yeah, she's literally like,
I'm not with him.
I know. She's like, one more year, I get a $20 million payout. Right. Me and Baron are out of here.
Right?
We're going. Yeah, she's like already planned her escape. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel so sorry for her, and I hate that people attack her.
Yeah.
You know what?
I am not going to judge anybody who tries to come up on a so-called billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge. I would do the same thing.
You get yours, honey.
You get yours, however you get it. I am going to hate you on that, but I hate
it's
the
like
fact
Anna
that
Nicole.
People...
It's the same thing.
She got the Anna Nicole
exactly.
Center. Unfortunately, her dude... I really don't think has the money.
No.
I mean...
Dude, he's like bankrupt in 12 times. Like
13. Yeah. 13 corporate bankruptcies.
I just pulled out 12 out of my ass. He's like 13.
It has been 13 times he has filed corporate bankruptcy. The last one was the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Have you been to Atlantic City?
I have not.
Okay, let me tell you. When you walk on the beach, mm-hmm. wear shoes because it's hypodermic needles, tampons, and body parts. I am not lying a little
Coast.
Bit.
What
Sounds
kind of
wonderful.
body parts have you found
Oh, and just
there?
Bits and pieces.
Just little
it's
bits,
the,
like an no, earlobe and a leg.
Yeah, you might get a lobe, a finger. Okay. It's the East Coast.
Just
it,
the
it comes from Staten Island. And I'm sorry, if you're from Staten Island, you live on a landfill.
If
so,
you're from Staten Island and you listen to my podcast, hello.
Yeah,
welcome.
We love you. Staten Island's
a landfill.
I don't think
that happens, but whatever.
I think even people that live on Staten Island agree with that.
That they live on a landfill.
Like, it's a landfill.
It really is. Staten Island's terrible. Anyways,
okay.
Keep going. Sorry.
All right, let's see. Let's move on. Was the dress blue and black or white and gold?
That shit was blue.
And I'm going to have...
I'm pissed off that
so
we're
was,
even talking about this.
Black. It was blue and black.
It was blue and black.
Adam?
It was absolutely blue and black.
Okay, see, Alex thinks it's white and gold, and we will file divorce papers over this, because
so
it,
funny.
It was blue and black.
It had everyone
Thank
doing
you!
That.
Like
it had married
I wanted
couples
to kill him.
Doing that.
Yeah, it really did. All
right, I'm about to go downstairs and we'll possess.
Yeah,
just
go
for
it.
You.
Okay,
I'll be
because
back.
Because it was blue and black.
Let me hit some of this rubber cement. I'm about
I
to make it happen.
I realize it's not really, like, current topics, but I had to, you know, come
that,
up with...
Yeah, that ain't current at all.
No!
No
but I love that you go back, because I'm like
know,
that. I am one of those.
Like Milli Vanilli, did they really...
Dude, I just did a Color Me Bad thing
yeah,
on YouTube before
did
we even
Milli
started.
Did Milli Vanilli really lip sync, or was that all a debacle?
No, I have... Take me
that
back.
That was not a list. I
no, take me
That's
back.
Not a list. I just wanted to make sure that you were blue.
Oh, he's
yes.
raising his hand.
Yes. Do you need to pee? Yeah. Yeah, he needs to pee.
I got a feeling this is going to be a 2-hour... You're going to edit the fuck out of this.
I will.
Okay. You're going to have to. Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, we're back from our potty break.
Okay.
We're all good now.
Yes.
Okay. So, Alan.
Yes.
Tell me your opinions on The Bachelor Nation. How do you feel about The Bachelor?
Which one?
Well.
Ari?
Okay. If you want to talk about Ari, we'll talk about Ari.
Ugh.
Or just The Bachelor
in
general.
I don't know. I have a lot to say about The Bachelor. Okay. Number one, you have everybody with the hashtag Me Too,
mm-hmm.
Time's Up thing. And that,
yes.
You know, and that's great. No, I'm all on board with that. But at the same time, you have these women trying to find a man.
Uh-huh. Because they can't
TV.
Possibly find a man anywhere else.
No, you have to go on TV and act like a social retard.
They are gorgeous women.
They are gorgeous women. And I just hate the fact that you have, on one side, you have these people... Time's up. Stop treating us like objects. Tune in to 8 o'clock where Ari's gonna maybe fuck this bitch. Really?
Okay, first of all, they don't do that until the fantasy suite. And the fantasy suite is down to the 3 that they love.
Oh, so it only fucks 3 instead
yes.
of 12.
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes it better.
Well,
sorry, my bad.
You don't
I'm sorry.
Have to go through with that. You could just have quiet time without the cameras on.
Really?
Some of them probably have quiet time without the cameras on, right? Adam?
I don't know.
Right?
Do they
have that's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's.
Yeah, Adam thinks that.
I mean, I've done worse for less.
See?
I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of The Bachelor. Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor, Bachelorette.
And Bachelor Games.
I did not watch The Bachelor Winter Games.
Was it even a thing? Was that a real thing? Because I literally was just making that up. Really. That was a legit thing.
Yeah. We caught it one night and we were like.
Oh, they're like, I'm going to try to ski.
No, yes, it was during the Olympics and they decided to do the Bachelor Winter Games. But here's the thing. They brought people on from other countries. So Bachelor, Canada.
I didn't see this, so please tell
me. Bachelor France or Bachelor China. I don't know. I don't think there was China. But
was there?
No. But they brought people over and they had to live in this house. And it was only 2 weeks.
Okay.
But they lived in the house. This. And then, I only watched one episode, so I don't know a whole lot either.
Okay.
But I do follow a lot of the people in Bachelor Nation, so I know a lot of the information. Okay. But they, then competed in games to win dates with people. But apparently people did make a love connection, but none of them ever panned out. It didn't pan out. But so here's the thing.
Okay.
I am obsessed with The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Just in the last 3 years. Okay. I didn't watch it before then. I started watching it and now I'm obsessed and I watch it every time it's on.
Uh-huh.
I have to catch it live.
Okay.
Because I'll be spoiled on Twitter.
Do you even
Instagram.
Know about Trisha and Ryan?
No, I don't. I mean, I know about Trisha and Ryan, and I listen to podcasts that have featured Trisha, so I know about them.
It could happen.
Oh my God, Adam is for real.
Oh, well, look who just found his voice.
Yeah, he's oh, we're talking about The Bachelor. I can talk now.
Yeah, wheelhouse. Hello.
I love the show. Do I think it's legit? No.
Oh, it's so gross.
But
it's
here's
disgusting.
The thing. I listen to enough podcasts and follow enough people on Instagram of people who legit have found their person and they're together still years later and it's amazing and it's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100% yay you.
Yeah, no,
but
totally,
the concept of it
it's
is
gross.
The stupidest thing ever.
It's 1850.
Here's the thing. If I dated two guys in college,
right.
I'm a whore.
Oh,
right?
Totally. Yeah.
For real.
Totally.
I went out on dates with two guys.
Yeah.
These people are dating 32 guys or whatever it
right.
is.
Right.
That sounds awesome.
it does sound awesome, but it's really legitimately kind of gross. But I'm kind of obsessed with it, and I love it.
Yeah, and people.
And I know you don't, so that's what.
I know.
That's,
I absolutely.
That's, hence the conversation.
Exactly. And let me tell you why.
Yes.
It's so hard for me to listen to people, and I am not at any point. God, how do I say this for not sound like a total
I made
tool.
Him speechless.
She did. She made me sound
Would
speechless.
Would you like some more rubber cement?
Yeah, it's I might right need to huff there. A little of the Midnight Summer's Dream or rubber cement. I don't even know
Whichever
yet.
You'd like.
Whichever. But she did make me speechless because I have a really, really big problem with people getting on this bandwagon of me too. And I have been objectified. Now I'm going to go get paraded like Miss America circa 1985, walk in a bathing suit and look cute.
Yes.
But I'm doing this to try to get a husband? Are you serious?
Okay, but let's back up. They're really not doing it to get a husband. They're doing it to be on TV.
No, they want to be a Jersey Shore knockoff.
They really
want
more Instagram followers.
Yeah,
because
do.
Then they can post on their stories and they can post about their fit. Bit, what is that called? Not Fitbit. What's that? Fit, fab, fun, whatever the boxes.
And you're right. Yeah,
they
yeah,
want
yeah.
their sponsorships.
They want. Yeah.
By all means. You
and
do
I
you.
Am,
you found
you,
ways to
absolutely.
Make your money.
If you can get a check, God
do
love
it.
You.
Exactly.
Do it. If you got your check, God love you. Every real housewife
well,
from
found ways to find his honey.
Exactly.
No.
You don't have to go on a reality show.
Yeah.
You can find.
No. Every real housewife of fucking bumfuck Alabama. If you can get a check, God love you. I am never ever gonna hate on anybody if you get a check.
Yeah, exactly.
You do you. That's fine.
Exactly.
But do not come at me a month later and be like, oh, hashtag me too. I got
I was
really bitch because you're literally putting it there.
You put yourself into that situation.
Yeah, you're competing with other girls to find your husband.
Yes.
1955.
Yes.
And then you're a victim. You're not a victim.
Okay, so here's the thing. I watched on, it was the Today Show, but it was that special hour where it's like Megan something on the Today Show. I don't know.
Right.
You all look to me like I'm crazy. Clearly,
oh, no, no, no.
You work or nap during those hours.
But yeah, there's
like the 9 to 10 o'clock
drunk.
Hour now.
Oh, I'm
like,
drunk. Yeah, yeah. I'm
Megan
drunk.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, Megan Kelly. I love
Yes. Thank you, Megan Kelly. So I happened.
She's a dude.
I didn't right. know. I didn't know that the Megan Kelly hour was a thing.
Yeah.
So, because that just started a few months ago. And so I always used to watch the Today Show.
Yeah, no, me too.
Before
yeah.
I had this, now hashtag me too, you. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Before I had this other job,
right.
I watched the Today Show.
Yes.
And so one day I was watching, and the Megyn Kelly show came on, and I'm like, what is happening? Why is there a talk show in the middle of the Today Show?
Yeah.
But it was during the Me Too thing.
Right,
and
right.
So they had this woman on who worked on The Bachelor. She was a PA.
Yes.
Which, cheers to all my PAs out there.
Absolutely.
It's a hard job. And
those
I have a lot of friends
it.
Who are
so
PAs,
are
and it is what it is.
Yeah.
But she was a PA on The Bachelor.
Yes.
And she was in a room with all of the other, like, PAs and, like, execs that,
right.
not execs, but they're, like, the when producers.
The whole Corinne thing
yeah.
down and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was yeah. it was right around the Corinne thing.
Right.
So she was a producer, yeah. and she came out and was like, when I was in this room, all these people were talking. I actually talked about this on another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Check the podcast that was, like, from Austin or from... What was that called? From Audio to Austin.
Yes.
I talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
So she came out and was like, I was in this room and all these people were talking about the sex act. And it was going around the room saying if you had ever done this certain sex act. And
yes.
she was like, I was so offended and I couldn't believe that they were asking me these questions and I had to answer.
Right.
And so she like went and got lawyers and filed this whole lawsuit at HR
yes.
and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was this whole deal. She ended up getting fired
yes.
because she stirred the pot
right.
and then was filing a lawsuit. But
right.
my point to that whole thing was you were working on the show of The Bachelor.
Exactly.
Like, The Bachelor is all about exploiting women in the first place.
It truly is.
I love it. It's one of my guilty pleasures.
And millions of people do. Yes.
But you were on a show that was exploiting women.
You're
so
literally being, like, literally
why
paraded.
Is this so shocking?
No, it's not shocking. You have been paraded around like a piece of prime beef.
Exactly.
And to...
But it makes great reality show.
It does make great reality show, but at the same time, it also makes great victims. Because
mm-hmm.
these girls, no matter what they say, you never know what you're signing up for.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally, I don't blame these girls. I do not blame these girls.
You can't
blame
them.
Blame everybody behind the camera
mm-hmm.
that gets these girls to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And then their defense is these are skanks trying to get reality time. And in fact, they're not skanks.
No.
Because
no,
you have women who are on there with PhDs
yeah.
who are doctors. These are smart girls that need a few bucks.
Exactly.
I ain't hating on anybody to get their bills paid. Trust me. Because literally, I have done worse for less.
Exactly.
So I will never, ever have an opinion on them.
Yeah.
I blame the studio behind them.
Yeah.
And then for the studio try to back somebody with this Me Too thing,
oh, yeah.
especially ABC,
yeah.
I call bullshit on you.
Yeah.
Because you parade these girls like literally lot lizards.
Oh,
at
yeah.
a liquor store that they're giving hand jobs for $5. That's how you portray these girls. These girls that have PhDs that are more educated than you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But yet you can throw them right under the coda bus.
Well, longer term lot lizard, by the way.
I'm not, so I don't even understand
that's a lot
lizard.
That's
you don't know what a lot
that's
lizard
a
is?
That's a trademark, Alan J. Period.
No, I don't know
so,
what it means, but I just laughed.
It costs you 10 cents every
is
time.
Is that another
you
podcast? Or
yeah, that
we,
might be another podcast.
Just,
we might have to delve
but
into
no,
a
but
lot lizard.
Seriously, but please move on. But I do not think these girls are the victims.
Yeah.
I think these girls, if you can get 15 minutes and make a few bucks, God
I mean,
love you.
Exactly. Like, these girls, I'm
going to hate
like,
on you.
They went from nothing, like, from being a nanny to being, like, this Instagram, like, influencer.
Yeah. God love you.
I follow you. By
that's
all
awesome.
Means.
Yes.
Like,
and if ABC
you?
Wants to try to, like, backpedal and say, oh, well, they do that on their own.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They do that because you've cut a check to
oh,
them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So...
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have nothing but love for these
yeah.
girls.
Well, good. Sidebar, I'm going to bring Adam on.
Yeah.
I'm putting this out there so that he has
it's
to show up.
Story.
Yeah. I'm going to bring Adam on. We're going to be...
I love Rachel.
Yeah.
Team Rachel. Hashtag Team Rachel right
we're
here.
We're going to do like a Bachelor recap. I'm a huge Caitlyn fan. She's my favorite.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Listen to her. No, not Caitlyn Jenner.
She's cool too.
Going to be the new Bachelorette?
No, that's Becca. Would you pay attention? Oh, Caitlyn is like four seasons ago. She was the Canadian. She had birds on her back of her arm, bird tattoos.
Okay.
On the back of her arm. She was on The Bachelor, and then she's on The Bachelorette.
Ugh.
You know her. Shut up. Anyway, I follow, I listen to her podcast. I love her. Anyway, yeah. Caitlyn, love you. She doesn't listen to my podcast.
I love Caitlyn Jenner, too.
I love Caitlyn Jenner, too.
We love everybody.
You rock that white corset. You rock it.
Oh, it was cinched tight.
It was cinched tight. Okay, so we're going to do, like, two more Hot Topics, then we're moving on.
Okay.
Let's see. How do you feel about 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, fuck, is his answer. Oh, goddamn.
Now I have to put the explicit thing on here.
Oh, so I can't
just
swear?
For that. No, you can swear, but you said that, so now I have to put the explicit.
You said it earlier, too.
I know. Oh, that's two.
I'm so sorry.
Times two. Like, one is PG-13, times two is... No, I don't know. It's times fine. I don't even know. How do you feel about the 50 Shades Grey trilogy?
Oh, Jesus.
Have you read any of the books?
No,
have you watched any of the movies?
No.
So you have nothing
I really
to
have,
say on them.
No, have I really you? Have no opinion.
Yes,
wait, Adam's raising his hand.
Yeah.
What's
so
that?
So Adam apparently does.
I've only seen the first two movies.
You've seen the first two.
I've read the book.
I've only seen the first one. So
you
I haven't even seen the two
so
and
you,
three. I've read all of the books, but I haven't watched.
So you saw the first two movies. So you're like the president of the fan club, right?
Well, of Christian Grey, yes.
So
yeah,
you
I'm
and
a fan.
Every
I feel
other
like we should turn
one.
The mic towards
yeah,
Adam
maybe we
and
should.
Let Adam discuss yeah. this. How do you feel about 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. You and other
you, did you read the books or just
no.
read the movie?
Just
read the movies.
The movie.
Did
read
you
the
read
movies.
The movies?
Did you read the movies?
Okay, so you've watched one and two,
yeah.
but you didn't read
the
books. The
only thing I can remember.
Were you drunk or high?
Neither.
Sniffing on rubber cement?
No, the one scene
yeah, it's
when,
right here.
When they're in like his office or something or his study or whatever, and has yes when
he's gesturing wildly. I don't know
he
what,
really
this,
is.
What these gestures
yeah, like,
are.
Yes, like you can see all
okay,
of this.
Okay, so I've read all the books. I've read all the books. I really enjoyed them. I will say it made my sex life amazing.
Oh,
cover your ears.
Let's.
No, like, for real. Like, reading those books, it was like, oh,
really?
Look, it's midnight. Hey, I'm turning off my light now. What should happen now?
Oh,
like
oh,
for
snap.
Like, for real, legit.
Did you turn into Christian Grey, though? Like,
I am totally not a dom. Like, I wanted him to be the dom, and he's not quite a dom.
Right.
So it was a little of, you know, like, training. But, yeah, so I read the books,
yes.
all three of them.
Yeah,
I have seen, we own the first movie.
I believe that. I saw
I have
your
not,
DVD collection.
Yeah, we have quite extensive
yes,
DVD collection.
There's a ton, yeah.
I've not seen two and three, just because we haven't watched it, because the first one was so bad, but I watched it.
Mm.
But yeah, you have no opinion, so never mind, we're moving on.
Yeah, I've never watched it. I have nothing to say about it.
Okay, we're gonna ask this one just because I know what you're gonna say about it, and we're gonna fight a little bit, but it's okay. How do you feel about Gwen Stefani?
I knew this was gonna come.
Having a Vegas
residency. Oh fuck!
Yeah.
I knew this was coming.
I was given a I was not given
no.
a heads up on anything else.
I knew it in the back of my mind. When
this
you
topic
were like,
was given me. I
yes.
was given a heads up.
No, I knew. I knew it in the back of my
so
mind.
So why do you hate my Gwen so much?
Oh, where do I fucking start? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
This is the one I had to, like, warn you about because... Because
yes. he was worried that
I
was going
to I don't understand
you.
Why he has this huge
yeah,
distaste
maybe
for her.
Maybe I can turn you.
And I personally love her very much, and I know you did
yes.
also, so I did not want
I'm
to, like...
I'm still looking into getting tickets. I looked it up on the day the tickets released, and some of them were really
Amy,
expensive.
He can't stand her. I still haven't figured
okay,
out
why. Okay, why? What is wrong with
he
my Gwen?
He goes off about her every time she's on.
No, I do not go off every time.
Okay, I need to know, and I may kick you out of my studio. Just know.
Fuck.
I may take away the rubber cement and take away the bottle of wine.
But I love that rubber cement.
I know.
God damn it.
So tread lightly. Because did you see my, like, autographed photo downstairs?
I did.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Yeah, I have about 8 posters I could put up in this room. I just haven't yet. So
I knew I was going to get taken.
Tread
lightly.
That would
have been awesome if that was already done.
I know, right? Tread lightly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why is she so bad? Why do you
see
hate
her?
Did
you see her on Kimmel by any chance recently?
I did not see her on Kimmel.
Gorgeous.
You asked me.
Oh, I love her.
Okay, I saw a photo of her on Kimmel. I just haven't seen the video.
Oh, she doesn't age. She's gorgeous.
But I love her.
I have no idea. Wait.
Yeah, why do you hate her? Because
I don't hate
Adam and I love her.
Okay, let me first off.
Yes.
I don't hate
besides
Gwen
your
oh,
my
no,
age,
don't back out now. You've always said you hated her.
We've discussed that you are a little older than me, but still
I'm a little,
in my
a
generation.
Lot older than you guys.
No, you're still in my generation. No,
I
am not with him.
I'm a Gen
I am in your generation.
So, okay.
Which was like the generation of Gwen. So, what is the problem?
It was, but it was also more of the generation of Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Black
True.
Sabbath.
True. But I can appreciate all of those and still like No Doubt
okay.
and Gwen.
For
he's
starters,
really nervous right now.
I really am.
That's why
I mean, I may have to.
He's like sweating.
In a minute. I may have to hobble.
But now, back up what you've always been saying,
right?
No, I have a
what
no apology policy. I will not apologize for what
okay.
I say
okay.
or backtrack. I will not.
Okay, go ahead.
What I can
just know, I could delete all this, but
it's okay. Well, it's going to be all in part. It's going to be like Alan was here, but he said hi. The rest is me. So
no,
it's
I wouldn't.
My
do
podcast. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hate the fact that she travels with her nail people, the Asians or whatever.
So she want what?
Her Harajuku girl.
The Harajuku.
No, that's
that
her.
That,
no, that's like her. Like her nail people, right?
She travels with her nail people. Her Harajuku girls. First of all,
they do her nails
years,
and her feet.
You see how
right?
fabulous
no,
she
that
looks
was a
all
few
the
years
time.
Ago. They do not do her hair and her nails.
Okay, I'm not being everybody's little racist.
God, they're just
pretty...
her props. Okay, they're
oh,
her
props.
Human
that's
props.
Better.
Yes, yes, they're her human.
Yeah,
props.
I don't know if that's selling it, but
yeah.
But they are. They're her human props.
I mean,
anyway,
we all do.
I don't think she does that anymore.
No, I saw her
be
100
recent,
years ago
you?
At Polaris Amphitheater. Okay, when she was in No Doubt.
Okay, yeah.
And let me tell you. Her soon-to-be husband
mm-hmm.
came out, did their set, and was great, all right?
Which wig?
Not Blake.
No, oh, Gavin Rossdale at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe he's talking about Gavin.
Yeah. I should have known.
Blake.
We were together when...
It was like 15 years ago, but Blake came out and did his set first.
Yeah, he did a country set.
I'm not exactly
Polaris.
Sure why there
yeah.
was a country set
yeah,
in the
Blake was
of
there
no
at Ozfest. Yeah, Blake showed up at Ozfest just to, like, get his banjo out.
I'll
blame him on the mystery show.
Than
yeah,
the rest
so
of us,
anyways,
just
was
FYI.
Not Blake Shelton. This was
I get
Ozfest.
It. I'm following now.
Okay.
So Gavin came out, whom I love as well.
Yeah, and I was all about it, and then No Doubt came out.
Yes.
And she was there with her plaid pants. And, like,
and her bra straps exposed and her wife
so
beater, I'm
you
sure.
You hate her voice, don't you? Like you.
What is wrong with a bra strap exposed?
No, in certain
does this
situations.
Concern
he hates her voice.
Sir?
You think she sounds whiny? Like
she sounds
or
whiny.
Nasally and
she
whiny.
Does.
She
does. She does sound nasally
and like,
whiny.
There's any girls out there that want to rock? I'm like, out.
So that was it. It was just that
it really
one
was.
Phrase.
It was just one of those things, and I was just like, "You're the grossest thing ever." And your brother, who was a great musician,
yeah, she kind of
back in the '80s. If you ever like, you can Google
yeah.
it.
No,
our house,
true.
Her son, her or
her son.
Brother,
it was
I'm
her
sorry,
brother.
Sorry.
His name is Eric. Eric Stefani, look it up. He's now an illustrator.
Oh, well, somebody is a Gwen Stefani.
He's now an illustrator for The Simpsons.
I actually learned that
whatever.
When she was on Kimberly Leonard. She talked about that. So
yeah,
I didn't know
anyways,
that.
But that was my thing. I just thought she was awful.
I may be a huge Gwen Stefani fan. She may be, like, my all-time idol of, like, the world.
And it's so funny that I, like, knew that about
yeah.
you. That
but,
I, like,
and it's so fine. But
was the
know,
one thing that would be, like, would really get a good
there would
debate
be contention.
Going on.
Yeah.
There was not contention. Everything's not for everybody.
It's fine. It's all cool.
And you know what? If Gwen works for you,
mm-hmm.
God
she
love
works
it.
For me.
And that's just it.
If she
know,
wants to jump in my bed, I will welcome it.
I would video it and put it on my...
Right?
I mean,
you would make a
she is,
lot of
to
money.
Me she's,
I'm just saying.
She's sweet. She's beautiful. I love
she
her.
Is. I do love when she did the What You Waiting For video.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fantastic, where the whole Alice in Wonderland thing.
Yes.
I will give her credit for that.
Yes.
That was amazing. I love that.
I think we have a... Converting.
No, I'm not converting.
Okay.
No,
here's
no,
the
no.
Thing.
No.
I will meet you halfway because here's the thing.
I love it.
I'm a huge No Doubt fan. Like, original No Doubt, Huge fan. Yes. Like Tragic fan. Kingdom.
Yes.
Huge fan.
Yes. I felt like she sold out.
I will admit that I've uttered those words.
Yes.
Well, this would be interesting to hear.
I have uttered those words. I've gone to a No Doubt concert. I actually decided to get into the mosh pit and then got trampled in the mosh pit in Detroit. And had an asthma attack, panic attack, and Alex had to drag me out, and like paramedics came
over.
That
sounds like the geekiest time
ever. It really was.
You're like, I was doing Dungeons and Dragons at a No Doubt concert, and then I had an asthma attack.
Of all places to have
a panic attack. That is like legit the least straight credit. Yes, like the least straight credit.
Okay, but I can make it worse because you know who opened for it?
Oh, God. If you say, like, I don't know, what, Vanity?
Lit.
Oh,
Lit.
My God.
Lit opened, and before that was the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh!
But, like, before the Black Eyed Peas even had Fuji. Or Fuji.
I love their
film. The Black Eyed Peas had Fuji.
I love Fuji.
I was like, I'm learning a lot here.
I meant Fergie. Before the Black Eyed Peas had Fergie. Like, it was Black Eyed Peas, and then it was Lit, and then No Doubt, and then I had a panic attack and had to be dragged out, and it was a nightmare.
It's like World of Warcraft.
But it really is.
It really is.
So, I have maintained my status as a huge Gwen girl. However, I'm not a huge fan of the, like, solo thing.
I know! It's such a sellout!
That's interesting. Well,
I'm not a fan. Like, I don't own the latest album. I listen to it on Spotify every once in a while.
I was like, that was Morrissey and The Cure.
I did not watch the holiday special.
No,
I guess I'm a bigger fan.
No, like,
fan
I know
you
of it, but I didn't watch it.
But I did the same thing with Morrissey and The Cure.
Yeah.
When they hit a certain point where they were selling out, I was like, you sold out. I am not a fan anymore.
I'm all about, like, old school Southern California Gwen.
Yes.
Like, bra straps, like, wife beater, baggy
just a
pants.
Girl,
like,
yes,
jump up and down.
Me
do,
too.
Do your push-ups on stage.
Yeah, I thought you hated her. That's how
I
you made
hate
it
her
sound.
When she's, like, doing the voice for $20 million for one season.
Yeah.
You're cashing out, bitch.
No, I agree.
You're
I'm
Robert
still,
on The Cure.
I'm still a huge
last,
fan.
Yeah.
But I agree.
Thank you.
I see. Yes. Okay, guys, we're going to pause right there because we were having way too much fun and ended up going on and on and on with this amazing banter back and forth. So we're going to break this up into a two-part podcast. So check us out next week when you can hear the completion of this amazing podcast with Adam and Alan. And until then, have a great week. Thanks so much, guys. See ya.